Listener supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, featuring local and independent artists.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, this is live from Studio J. We have Planet D Nonette featuring R.J. Spangler, and of course Camille Price is going to be doing some guest vocals as well. Why don't you tell us what the theme is today, R.J.? I know you got a new release, and it's a Kansas City theme, I believe, right?
We have multiple themes, of course, because that's the way we are.
I should have known better.
Multiple themes. Let's see. Yes. Wait. Well,
the next two songs are off the new CD.
Let's back announce here, because we start out with, I have some new conga drums. I wanted to play them. Let's start with that.
You're like a kid with a new toy. I can tell.
I bought these are my conga drums from downriver. I bought these in Allen Park. I just wanted to start with that.
Ooh.
Yes, I got these in Allen Park. I have a third one in the car, too. They're really fancy. You can't see these in Radio Land, but these are really some fancy-looking conga
drums. Just like
drums,
the car is the star, the congas are the star.
The conga player. Well, anyway, I bought these, and so I wanted to play a song that I've been playing for decades, but we've never played it with this band ever until right now. Mike and I and Jeff play this one. Mike's our pianist, and Jeff's our bassist, and we play this in a quartet that we have with our regular trombone player, T-Bone Paxton, who was here yesterday.
Yes, he was.
And so I sprung this one on the guys today. Jeff was kind enough to grab a lead sheet yesterday, and we passed it out, and we ran it down. And so that was Limbo Jazz. That's a record that Duke Ellington did, featuring Coleman Hawkins. Some of you might.
All right.
How many guys have that record in this band, huh? Jim has it. I knew Jim would. You guys, homework. Buy that record. Hodges is on that one. It's Aaron Bell. It's a great record. Okay. So that's what we started out with. I just wanted to play some congas on that one. So it's just a little fun one. And we had a solo from Joey here on the trombone. It's the first time I've ever played with Joey. He filled in. T-Bone couldn't make it, and we had this wonderful trombone player here, and I've never met this man. He was kind enough. My friend Jan Rutherford sent him in, and Joey Wright. He came in here and he's got his plunger sitting on his leg. He's ready to go. He's a man for all occasions. He's a good trombone player. And
yes,
so a little applause for Joey on the trombone.
All right,
right. Yeah, did a good job, and he's sight reading and a good musician, and then over here we have Tom Bartolome, played a very nice. He's a plectrist, he's a guitarist, and he took a nice solo, and then Jeff took a little run on the bass over there, and so that was Jeff Cooney, our erstwhile bassist, and so now we're moving into our themes for today.
Okay.
So now we're gonna play a song called If It's Good, and this is from our new CD. And this is our latest CD, celebrates the music of Kansas City. I've sent the CD over here to Pat Frisco.
Okay, so we should have it, yeah.
Pat went to Denby with Camille, as a matter of fact.
Yes, the Frisco family.
Yes, and so...
My mind, I can picture it.
Folks in Radio Land, this is Camille Price, my longtime friend.
Hola.
And she's going to sing this song by Julia Lee. She was a great lady singer from Kansas City. And this is on our new CD, and I'm going to stop talking, and she's going to cut this bad boy off.
All right.
One, two, three. From wrong, but if it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, you can give it to people who try to woo the devil, but if it's good, then I want it. wrong, but if it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, you can give it to people who try to woo the devil, but if it's good, then I want it. Oh, let's get Hootie and the Joy Joy. Shoot the liquor to me, John Boy. Try to woo the devil, but if it's good, I want it.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. 313-845-9676, the number to call with your generous donation. If not, if you can't reach us, we are having a little bit of fun here, so we might not be able to answer the phone right away, but you could always go on WHFR.FM, our website, click Donate Now, and you can do it that way as well, 24/7. Even if you can't do it right now, hey, if you can get around to it later on this week or even afterwards, not a problem. We accept it anytime, and we greatly appreciate it. So we can continue to present great bands like we're doing right now, Planet D Nonet, featuring the lovely vocalist Camille Price, and we're doing some Kansas City songs right now. Mm-hmm. For the unschooled, explain, what does that mean, really, Kansas City jazz? What separates that from the others?
Okay, Kansas City jazz, the wide-open place back in during the Depression, it was on over there because it had a political boss. He was not he did not hold a political office, Tom Pendergast, but he was the guy behind the scene. He ran the people who ran for office. He placed them in office.
Ah.
He picked who would run. He put them in office.
The man behind the curtain.
Yes, he was the man. And so everything was legal there. You know, I'm not going to name the things, but let's say it was all on there. And people would come from the country there and would enjoy vices, shall we say, and mm-hmm. gambling and so forth and so on. And so it drew musicians from around the country, particularly Texas. And
are you saying
Louisiana.
Musicians like a lot of vices?
Well, they liked work. See, wherever there was vice, you know, like New Orleans, you know, there was Storyville. People, where there was all this work, music thrived. Mm-hmm. So Kansas City had a thriving music scene. Musicians would work all night long. You know, there was daytime gigs, nighttime gigs. Cats would work all night long. Count Basie, he got stranded in Kansas City. He was from Red Bank, New Jersey. He was on the road with the Guns All Right White Band. He was literally playing for sandwiches and, you know, going to place for the piano and, hey, can I play your piano for, you know, tips, and, you know, just trying to get back to Kansas City, back to New Jersey. And he got discovered by the Benny Moten Band, and they put him in a group. And Benny Moten was already a piano player, and so was his brother played the band too, Buster.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Well, this guy's pretty good, and we'll add him to the band."
Why not?
And so we did a whole show celebrating that band, and so we do some of those songs, and it came out on our latest CD, which is doing pretty well for us. And it's you can go to bandcamp.com and you can buy that CD. And there's two songs by Julia Lee, and we're going to do the second one right now, and it's called Sweet Lotus Blossom.
Help me in my distress.
Live from Studio J with Planet DinoNet and Camille Price. All right. We're moving along here. Okay.
Skip one and then come back to it.
Okay. So where are we headed next? Our tour guide, Mr. Spangler.
I want to mention that on our saxophone we've been featuring Jim Holden on the tenor saxophone. Jim's been with us for over a decade.
All right,
he's a very wonderful tenor sax man, and he needs to be recognized, folks. Well, every year in May, the Planet DinoNet plays one of these tribute shows to one of the great masters of swing, and we did Benny Moten a number of years ago, and it just came out on our latest CD. This year, we're kind of honing it down. I mean, we did Benny Moten. Well, one of the guys that wrote the charts for Benny Moten was a guy named Eddie Durham, and so we're working on Eddie Durham and also a guy named Danny Barker. They're both guitar players, and they both composed and he wrote charts too. So I'd like to, this year it's going to be those two guys. And here's a song called I Want a Little Girl. And this one features our guitar player today, Mr. Tom Bartolome. And this is a chart that was a feature for Eddie Durham. And so we're going to kind of premiere a song this year's concert. Mm-hmm. So it's also to do with Kansas City. So we're going to give Camille a little break here. Camille, let's a little applause for Camille.
Fellas. All right.
Isn't she great? We'll bring her back in a little bit here. But let's stay with the Kansas City theme, but we're going into the future here from this year's concert. A little preview for what we're doing. And I should say that the concert is on May 19th at the Scarab Club in Detroit. If you don't know, listeners, the Scarab Club is directly behind Detroit Institute of Arts at the corner of Farnsworth and John R. And if you want to know more about these things, you can go to my website at rjspangler.com.
And speaking from somebody who has experience, come a little early, because if you don't, you may not be able to get in.
Yeah, you can buy tickets to
ahead of time, but I've tried it the other way, and it's like if you don't get there in time, you know, you guys always pack that house.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Jim, you want to count this one? Okay, I'm there. One, two.
All right, live from Studio J with Planet DinoNet, and this is part of our annual Radiothon 2019. Live performances all week for your listening pleasure, every day at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow at Go With The Flow, Mike Holloway's show, we're going to have Zoom and the Big Boss Blues Band. And
oh, yeah.
On Saturday, we're going to have some hip-hop, rap, neo-soul from Old Man Zero on Old School Days. So it doesn't end here, folks. All right. Again, go to WHFR.FM, the station, the website, where you can donate, help us out to continue to do what we're doing right now. All right. What do we have next there, Mr. Spangler?
Well, I should mention here... Max Popkin was playing some nice trumpet on that one there. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And I should also introduce some of the other guys here. Brandon Cooper, he didn't play in it last week. He's been playing a lot of great lead trumpet all day today. Fine trumpeter. Yeah. Our lead alto today is Alex Calista, longtime friend of the band and auxiliary member of the band, really.
Yes.
And we also have our longtime alto sax player today on baritone and alto today. Justin Joswick's been with us for over a decade. Great musician, great friend. Mike Sikorski is with us on piano as always. Mike Sikorski, Michael, great guy. And, of course, Stuart Lyon is holding it all together in the drums back
all
here.
Right.
Wonderful musician,
Stuart.
Yes. Now, yeah, Wine, Wine, Little Girl is one of my favorite songs, and it's just a great song reminiscent of the 20s and the 30s, especially the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another little, this is a small group tune here. It's going to feature just a little quartet with Camille. And this is a tune that was cut by people like Louis Armstrong. And I mentioned Danny Barker. And he's a New Orleans guy. He went to New York and played, and went to Harlem. He played in the Cab Calloway Band. Then he went back to New Orleans and really had a great impact in his hometown. He was about the same age as Louis Armstrong. And he was a guitar player and a songwriter, and he wrote a lot of tunes for his wife, Blue Lou Barker. And here's the tune that Blue Lou cut, just a standard. And Cam and I just like this tune, and it's just a fun little number. I had to go look this one up on Wikipedia and kind of learn what this lyric is about. It's kind of a funny little tune. So I'm going to let her just kind of take it from here. Cam?
All right, everybody. A one, two, a one, two, three, four. Thank you.
The following program is a rebroadcast of Live from Studio J. Any dates mentioned in the show have likely passed and no longer apply. Tune in each and every Thursday at 5 p.m. for a new edition of Live from Studio J. Thank you for listening.
All right, Butter and Egg Man. So what did you find out about that song, RJ? Or you can't say it over the radio.
It's easy to say over the radio.
I always ask just in case.
Well, actually, you know, when I first came in and you were talking to me about I had that injury in my ankle, and mm-hmm. I was convalescing, and Camille came by my house. She lives not even a block from my mom, really, mm-hmm. and she came by.
Yeah.
We were listening to songs by Blue Lou Barker, talking about this concert we're having next month, and this is on our list, and we pick it out then. That's all. This is a quick and easy. Just sat down, listened to songs together, and that's how we do it every year. We just get a list of songs, and we go for it.
We do a hang.
Yeah, that's all. This is a good old-fashioned way. We send songs back and forth, the YouTube clips and so forth, and we narrow it down, and then we reconvene again, and we narrow it down again, and then we do it again, and then we start sending him off to arrangers. Jeff, he also lives about a block from me, she meets with Mike, who lives about two blocks from me. Mm-hmm.
It's an east side thing.
You couldn't have planned that better if you tried.
No, really, the four of us all live really close to each other. So she gets with the piano player and gets her keys, and then she gets with the arranger, and they write the charts up, and it actually works quite well, the four of us all being quite convenient. So it's a really, really good thing. So now we're going to go to one of our CDs that came out a couple years ago, which I'm sure you have in your library. This one is our Strayhorn CD, Billy Strayhorn being Duke Ellington's writing partner, a great collaborator. And this one's called Imagine My Frustration. And this is a song that Billy Strayhorn wrote the lyric to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good record for us. It did very well. It was number 17 on the Jazz Week chart nationally, 23 on the Billboard chart, and it was considered for a Grammy nomination. So it did very well for us.
How do you remember all that, RJ?
There's a lot of stuff in this up here. But, over 200 radio stations played that CD for us. And so this is one. Cam, Michael counts this one off.
Me.
You. Oh, you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay. All right. So there's something I didn't have. No, see, Mike's nodding his head. No. You count this one up.
Are we gonna arm wrestle over this, Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's room for that.
We were fighting over that solo in our last song.
A one, two, a one, two, three, four. Down to the dance, sat down by the wall, invited to dance by no one at all. The couples danced by, so charming and gay, but nobody won. It hurt so bad, I almost cried. Imagine my frustration with no invitation to dance. Head high, standing tall. Who else could I be but Belle the Wall of the Ball?
Planet Dinonet with Camille Price.
Felix.
All right. Live from Studio J, this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We're right in the middle of our annual Radiothon Week 2019, and we're presenting live performances all week. Today, of course, being no exception. We're going to be doing two more before we're out of here. That is week-wise. And we got more coming up later in the afternoon as well. We'll talk more about that later. All right. Again, sir, what do you have?
Well, we have 10 more minutes. Are we done here?
Yeah, 10 minutes. You can go over a little bit if you want. That's fine.
Okay. Well, let's see. What do we have here?
We won't kick you out.
No. You won't kick us out? Well,
no.
Let's do two more songs here. Camille, If you have two more songs, you pick one. I'm going to pick one. What do you want to do?
I do like either I've Got a Bad or Just Your Fool to slow it down, whatever.
Well, remember, we can't do Just Your Fool.
Oh, well then.
Why not?
We're missing one chart.
Ah, okay.
All right, so let's do I Got a Bad then.
Okay, the call has been made. This is another song from Duke Ellington, and it's on the same CD that I was talking about. Paying tribute to Billy Strayhorn. Yes, you're going to do two more, but I'm going to pick the last one.
I know.
Nah.
I did not want to overshoot that last one. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mike, you count this up, baby. Lord above me, may that ain't good.
All right. 313-845-9676, the number to call if you would like to donate. WHFR.FM, if that's easier for you, go on the website, click donate, and you can do the rest there. You know how to do that, right? We're doing a live performance right now, as we always do at this time, and on Live from Studio J on Thursday afternoons, but we're doing it all week. Today we're lucky enough to have Planet Dinonet featuring the vocals of Camille Price, and we have time for one more. Thank you very much, folks, all of you, for coming down. I really appreciate it very much. Sounding wonderful. I'm enjoying myself. I'm thinking of summer right now. I wish I could be outside by the water right now sipping a cocktail, but just have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, a cocktail would be nice. That's a good idea.
Yeah, if we weren't on a college campus, I'd say go for it. But
so I better put my flask away.
Yeah, you should. No.
Oh man,
I'll put my bottle away.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna close things up today. But I want to thank you for inviting us down here again, Scott.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. Yeah.
It's always a pleasure. I enjoy it very much.
I think I've named everybody. I want to thank Brad for helping me today specifically. Brad Harley came and helped me out with his gear.
All right.
Okay, we're going to close things off with a song from Louis Jordan, one of my favorites. It's a song we've been doing for years. If you see us, we do this one frequently. It's a song we've been doing for a long, long time. And it's a nice little blowing tune. Camille sings the heck out of it. And this is a song that's going to get a nice alto saxophone solo from Alex Calista and a nice piano solo from Michael Sporsky and a bass solo here from Jeff, and maybe we'll get a guitar solo in here from Tom, and maybe you want to take a little ride on the trumpet. Justin, if you want to blow one, you can take one around. You in the mood? Yeah. If you want to, you can. If you don't, we'll just go right past you.
Can we go to the top?
So it's that's up to you. All right, get in where you fit in. Right, Muscular Kitties. Oh, you'll know. I'll let you know. Right. I will cue you in.
All right, darling.
He will play two A sections, and you'll come in at that bridge.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah. One, a two.
I like cake, and no mistake, but baby, if you insist, come on and knock me a kiss. I like pie, I hope to die. Just get a load of this. This ain't no pie, the pie's in your eye. Oh, baby, come on and knock me a kiss. When you press your sweet little lips to mine, that's when I'm understood. Well, yeah, they taste like candy, brandy, wine. Oh, peaches, bananas, and everything good. Oh, I love jam and no flim-flam. You can scratch that off my list. This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Oh, baby, come on, knock me a kiss. Thank you.
The Henry Ford Centennial Library is currently closed through fall 2019 for a major renovation project. In order to serve residents during this closure, both the Bryant Branch Library and the Esper Branch Library have extended their operating hours. Please visit DearbornLibrary.org for renovation updates and more detailed information regarding specific library services.
WHFR has brand new buttons, and we want you to have one for free. We are going old school with this promotion. Simply send us a postcard. Yeah, a real-life postcard with your name and address to WHFR Attention Buttons, 5101 Evergreen Road, Dearborn, Michigan, 48128. Let us know if you like blue or black better.
Are you a local artist? Would you like to hear your music on WHFR? Please send us your music for airplay consideration. You can find our email and physical mailing addresses at whfr.fm. Don't wait. Send your MP3s, CDs, and records today.
The following program is a rebroadcast of Live from Studio J. Any dates mentioned in the show have likely passed and no longer apply. Tune in each and every Thursday at 5 p.m. for a new edition of Live from Studio J. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. WHFR Dearborn broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. It is 5 o'clock. It is live from Studio J, and it is that time. In the studio, we have the Silver String Dulcimer Society. Welcome, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but let me turn up my headphones. Let's try it again. Still kind of faint, but okay. Maybe you just got to speak up. I'm hard of hearing. All those rock concerts I went to when I was a young man, you know, catching up to me. All right, why don't we get started? If I have my list correct, we're going to start with Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Yes, we are.
All right, sounds great. Let's get going. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM.
Before breakfast, and the featured you could hear the spoons and the banjo and a bunch of different instruments that are all traditional instruments that are typical of what our group plays. The next tune we're going to play is a Sandy River Bell, and it's a tune about a boat, not the Bobolo boat, but the Sandy River Bell boat, and it's got an easygoing summer feel to it. The next tune we're going to play for you is a different type of tune called the Bucket Man Blues, and it's a traditional tune written by somebody from the St. Louis, Missouri. Bucket Man Blues. Thank you.
Listener supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, featuring local and independent artists.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, and in the studio we have the Silver String Dulcimer Society. So, if you don't mind, we don't really have enough microphones to go around, of course, as we already talked about. Would you be able to introduce everybody?
Sure. There are 10 of us from our club here today. There's about 90 people in Silver Strings.
Oh, is that all? 90?
Yeah, just 90.
Do you ever play, like, all 90 at one time?
No, but we've had about, I would say, 55 all play at the same time, and we actually stayed together pretty well.
Wow. Where was this at? Do you remember? Or?
We have jams 2 times a month, and anybody can come in the club, and then we come and we play for an hour and a half.
Hmm.
So we are all in a big room, and we call out tunes and play, and it's an open jam, so we never know who's going to be there. And at the one time we had 55 people. It's a pretty good-sized room.
Where's that at?
It's in Livonia at Holy Cross Lutheran Church, which is on 6 Mile between Middle Belt and Merriman.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar then.
Yeah. We've been there for about a year now. We've